At the movies this week, we'll discover a magical, musical, animated journey through the afterlife. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Throughout the years, Pixar has taken audiences into the future, back to the prehistoric past, under the seas, and into the human brain. And now, in Coco, the studio ventures into the world of the dead for a beautiful cultural adventure. Coco tells the story of a musical young boy named Miguel, voiced by Anthony Gonzalez, who dreams of one day performing his music for the world. The only problem is that his family banned music generations ago, after his great-great-grandfather left with his guitar and never returned. But as his family prepares to celebrate El Día de los Muertos, Miguel chooses music over family. He's magically transported to the land of the dead, where, with help from an outsider named Hector, voiced by Gael García Bernal, he searches for answers. Now, the story of Miguel's determination to pursue a dream that his family just doesn't understand is a familiar one. But I doubt that it's been told with such rich cultural touches, nor with such breathtaking animation. Coco is steeped in rich traditions that will be new and unfamiliar for many young viewers. And in following Miguel on his journey, viewers will also learn more about his culture. Admittedly, some might be frightened by the cast of skeletons. The film certainly has some dark moments, and some scary ones too, but it keeps things relatively lighthearted, with plenty of music and silliness. Meanwhile, as is always the case with Pixar's films, the animation here is strikingly beautiful. It's so remarkable, in fact, that it's almost distracting. The Land of the Dead is vibrant and glittering and phosphorescent, yet another artistic triumph for a studio that's known for its cutting-edge animation. But is it worth joining Miguel on his musical journey? It sure is. With just a few exceptions, Pixar is known for its stunning, sophisticated animated films, and that's certainly true of Coco. It may not tell an original story, but its lovable characters, its spectacular animation, and its cultural lessons are not to be missed. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Coco has been in production at Pixar for 6 years, the studio's longest production time. During that time, animators focused on researching the culture and traditions of Miguel's family. They brought in consultants and traveled to Mexico 5 times to make sure they'd get it right. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including a look behind the scenes of a Christmas classic, In the Man Who Invented Christmas, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.